Hello.
Hello. Hi, is this Bridget?
Hello.
Yes, it is. Hi, Bridget. My name is Samantha Hayes. I am your project manager. I wanted to have a brief chat with you if it's a good time.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. First of all, Bridget, welcome on board. I want to know how are you doing today?
Well, I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. Is this your first time?
Well, so you don't know much about me, huh?
Yes, because I just got assigned to your project, and that's the reason why I'm calling you, so we can do the ice-breaking session, I can understand more about you and the book, so we can proceed forward accordingly.
Okay. This is my second book.
Okay.
The first one is Discovering My Life's Purpose. From Tragedy to Triumph, and you can view that online. And then this book, which I'm amazed you're doing because you haven't even seen a chapter. I hope you'll like it or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Believe in the Power of Believing.
Oh, that is amazing. What exactly drove you to write this book, and what is the book about?
Well, the first book, see, I'm a survivor of severe traumatic brain injury, and
okay.
Not supposed to be in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it back, and I've always been a person that has loved to help people heal. I was a nurse, but couldn't go back to that. Can you hear me? Because all I hear is people in your background. Hello?
I apologize for that. I'm actually sitting with multiple people here. That's the reason why you can hear that. I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay. So I lost my position as a nurse practitioner, and I had to relearn life. I came out of a coma as a three-year-old.
That must be really difficult for you.
Well, yes. I don't know what to say other than I've blown positions away in writing a book, and I've become an inspirational speaker, and obviously an author.
That is wonderful, and I'm so glad to be a part of this project. I mean, you are an inspiration to most of the people. You know, nowadays, people just like to give up, and from the things that you faced and the background that you have, all the struggles and everything else, I mean, you have done brilliant. I must say that, Bridget.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is your history?
Well, I've been working in the book writing industry for the past 12 years. Before that, I was actually in a third world country. I had to retaliate with my family because I wanted to do something else. They wanted me to just get married off. So I was basically the rebellious in my entire family. So I actually got out of that paradigm. I started taking baby steps, you know, to make something out of myself. I came here, I got the bachelor's degree from the University of California. That's when I started working with a ghostwriting company. And like 3-4 years ago, I joined Penguin. And here I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you an editor?
I'm actually the project manager. So I'm responsible for the communication and timely deliveries. And Bridget, I would like to, yeah, of course. Don't worry, I'm not going to be editing your book because I know I have an accent. You don't need to be worried.
No.
Your book will be in safe hands, okay?
I think your accent is beautiful.
Thank you so much for that. I'm from South Africa, by the way. That's the reason why I have this funny accent. It's not Indian and it's not Malaysian. It's something of a mix-up. I've gotten this comment from a lot of people. So, yeah, that's my story. I'm so sorry, Bridget. I talk a lot. So if you're going to start speaking
okay.
with me on, yeah. I mean, I like to talk and I'm a very talkative person. Okay. Anyway, so my team member, Brian Williams, has sent you an email. If you are in front of your computer, I can walk you through the brief forms. Can you please check your inbox?
I'm just outside walking my dog.
Okay.
So I'll try to head back right now.
That's fine. I mean, you can take your time. It's okay,
okay
if you cannot do it now, okay? Let me just explain to you what exactly you have in your inbox, okay? It's just two Word documents. One of them is for the book cover, and the second one is the editing form. Now, I need to understand from your end, Bridget, the manuscript that you currently have for the second book, how far in are you? I mean, what do you think is lacking from the manuscript so far?
Well, I have it completed. It's the book cover is a big thing, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
To have it reviewed, obviously, by a editor to make sure I've done everything correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
So, I'm sorry I'm interrupting, Bridget. Let me understand this. Do you have the book cover created already, or is that something that you need us to work on? Okay, perfect.
I have a couple of pictures of the principles that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I haven't had that completely developed yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. See, with the design team, what's going to happen is that once you provide your specifications along with the images that you shortlisted for the book cover, you submit that in to me, and I will have a detailed discussion with my design team. Based on that, we will provide you two mock-ups to begin with. All right? So you can select either one of them and request revisions on it, because of course these will be initial mock-ups, so that will not be the final version, right? So we are going to work together until we finalize one particular book cover that you like and it meets the requirements that you are going to state in your brief form. You with me?
Yeah, but the thing about the book cover is, to me, in getting a book, the picture, the book cover is essential
mm-hmm.
in its message. So that's where I want to go with that.
Well, you got nothing to worry about. The book cover that we will
okay.
provide to you, it will be according to the concept of the book. So as soon as I get
okay.
the manuscript and the specifications in regards to what exactly you're looking for, you know, some concept or a brief idea, I mean, that would do too. That will give the design team a specific direction in which they should work. So that's basically it, and you'll be receiving that as soon as we have your specifications. Now, in regards to the manuscript, you were telling me that the manuscript is not yet completed.
Well, it is. It's completed.
It's completed, okay. And has it been proofread?
Has it been proofread? I had, because of the cost, I've had a friend go through it,
mm-hmm.
and she looked at it, edited what she could do, but she's more like a beginner.
Okay.
As
gotcha.
An editor. So
mm-hmm.
it just needs further, I don't know if you want to call it proofreading and evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me walk you through the standard process that we follow, okay? That will make you feel more comfortable in regards to what we'll be doing step by step. So Once you provide the manuscript to us, a team of expert editors are going to sit down and review your book thoroughly. Okay? Once they do that, they will provide us, like you and me, the editorial report in 7 to 8 working days. Now, what does the editorial report contain? The editorial report is going to contain the strengths of the manuscripts along with the weaknesses or areas of improvement, you can say. And along with that, they will provide you some recommendations and suggestions as to how you can improve the manuscript. That is phase one, editorial review. Okay? So once the team is done with the editorial report, you and I will sit down and review the recommendations and suggestions they have requested in the evaluation report. If you agree with them, the team will begin to make those changes in the manuscript itself. That is phase two. Implementation of the suggestions and recommendations that you will approve in phase one. You with me?
Yes.
Okay, so everything will happen systematically, and nothing moves further without your approval, since it's your book, okay?
Sure.
Now, lastly, once we are done developing the content and implementing all the suggestions in phase two, we're going to enter phase three, which is the final phase, in which we're going to do a thorough compliance check. A compliance check includes checking for grammatical issues, typos, spelling mistakes, punctuation errors, along with the formatting of the book. Because the book has to be formatted according to the publishing criteria, right? The layout has to be up to the mark. And that would be the final phase. Once that is done, I will be sharing with you the final manuscript after all the edits and changes have been implemented on the draft, and that will be the final file for you to approve. Once you approve that, we are going to move into the publication phase. It's simple.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So that is pretty much it. While we are working on the editing of the manuscript, I'm going to get you the two mock-ups for the book cover. That is to begin working on the book cover itself. Once you have approved one mock-up, then we will start working on the back cover content and the overall layout of the book cover. For example, whether or not to include the spine in it. Let me ask you this. What's the total page count in on the draft that you currently have?
I'm going to say 150 or 160?
Okay. That is good. That's the ideal number of pages. What will be the trim size for the book?
I don't know because of the thing is I had to work on all this with my disabilities, so just like I did with the first book, I'd like the print a little bigger because for people with disabilities that I have a hard time reading like me as well.
Of course.
So, right now, the print might be larger than what you guys would do.
Okay. And are you looking at 12 or 14? 12 is the standard. I think we might be looking at something around 14 or 16.
Well, if you look at my first book, you'll determine. And people loved it.
Okay, let me get the sneak peek. Okay. Okay, Bridget, the font that is in the book is somewhere around 12 to 14.
Okay.
Now, I cannot select anything because it's off Amazon, of course. So I just took a sneak peek, and I can see by the font size, it cannot be more than 14 points. So
that's
I will
fine.
Keep that in mind. Okay.
Well, whatever, yeah, just so people know that.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the next thing that I wanted to know from your end, I have discussed the book cover, publication, editing, all three things with you. Once we're in the publication phase, we will be shipping out to you the free copies that are in your package. I see that there are 20 free copies. So, of course, you understand that it can only be done once we have the final manuscript in our hands, not earlier than that.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, so that'll be the last thing. Yeah, that'll be the last thing. By the way, do you have any estimated time frame or deadline for the book completion?
Not at this point.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to be stressed in doing this.
Yes, that is very important because creativity requires time and patience. If you're not patient,
right.
You might as well ruin everything. So that's perfect. But, Bridget, let me give you a rough idea. If you're working with a ghostwriting team with us, they take about, and if they are working on a book that is, let's say, consists of 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 3 to 4 months for them to complete that book depending on the number of revisions. Okay? So, for example, if we are moving forward with one revision per chapter, in that scenario, we'll be able to complete the book within 3 to 4 months. But if we are going on multiple revisions, for example, there were 4 or 5 revisions on chapter 1. I'm just giving you an example because you won't be receiving the completed book, you know. You'll be receiving drafts of individual chapters or sometimes half the chapter if there are extensive edits. All right? So in that scenario, the timeline will exceed. That means we can be looking at 4 to 6 months as well. So keep that in mind, okay?
6 months in addition to the 3 months?
No, all together.
So, okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. I think we are good to go, Bridget. I'm going to let you review the email. Oh, by the way, if you do not see the email from Brian Williams in the inbox, be sure to check your spam box because sometimes, you know, when we're sending the email for the first time, it usually falls into the spam box. Once you respond back to it, from the next time, it's going to start falling in the inbox itself. Sounds good?
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. One last thing before I let you go, Bridget. I want you to take down my cell number just in case if you have any concerns, if you cannot reach out to me on the main line, you can directly text me or call me on my personal number.
Okay, I can't write that right now, so could you email that?
Don't worry about it. Yes, I will surely send you an email. No worries at all. All right, Bridget. I'm going to let you go now unless you have any more questions for me. Are you okay with the process? Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. I am so excited. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, bless you. I'm so grateful, too. And we'll keep in touch.
Yes, of course.
And what I
will.
Okay, because I don't know. Do I send the manuscript today or...
Well, you can send me at your convenience. I mean, today or tomorrow, whatever works for you. And by the way, if you need the weekend to, you know, organize your stuff, organize your files, and then send it over to me via email on the weekend, that would work too. No rush.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No worries at all. It was a pleasure talking to you, Bridget, and I am very excited. I'm very excited to be a part of your project. Likewise. We're going to make this a huge success, okay?
Oh, bless you. I sure hope so.
Yes, of course, of course. Thank you so much for your time once again, Bridget. You have yourself a wonderful day. God bless you.
You as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.